Have the courage to face the truth. This is Thought for Today from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. Do you have the courage to face the truth? Well, it seems that not many people do. The courage to face the truth is something that we shy away from. Well, just for instance, you have things on your desk. Whether you're at home or in the office or any place, you have things on your desk. And you have mail that came in, and you have requests or whatever that you must take care of, or your daughter writes or something, and she says, "Mom, I'm pregnant. What do I do?" And you take that letter and you set it aside. You don't want to answer it when you're confused. And so that's called, you know, procrastination. But do you have the courage to face the truth? No, my daughter's not pregnant. She's not pregnant. No, you know, just denial, you know. And that's good. But the fact is that she's pregnant. Now, why is she pregnant? Because she missed her period. Okay? Now, why did she miss her period? Because apparently she had sex. And why did she feel she missed her period? Because she was worried that she might. And this, of course, set up the chemistry in her body to cooperate with the response that she expected to get. Now, we are miracle people. Everyone is. And many times parents or people have prayed for themselves or others, and they have said, "I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect," not paying attention to the illusion that stands before them. The illusion is that you're sick. The illusion is that you got a problem. The illusion is that you're poor. The illusion is you got all these problems. Now, if you are going to live by the illusion, what did I say? Illusion? If you're going to live by the illusion, then you're going to have a problem. You're going to experience your illusions, regardless of whether they're real or not. I mean, you can have the best job in the country, and you can be paid, you know, like these CEOs are given $5 million, you know, extra on their paycheck at the end of the year because they've done such a good job. But they have. They've done a good job. I mean, the company has made $1 billion, $2 billion. And so they're certainly worth this for the extra work that they did, the extra genius that they applied to. Now, but if that CEO is a pauper mind, he wouldn't usually be in that position. But if he were a poor consciousness, poof, all sorts of things would grab that $5 million. All sorts. His wife would say, "Let's get this $5 million house up here." And he'd say, "Well, okay." You know, so you bought it free and clear, paid for it, taxes. But that's the thing you have to remember, taxes. You may have had a $1 million house before. Now you got a $5 million house. Now what are the taxes going to be on the $5 million house compared to what they were on the $1 million house? So you see, you don't have a free and clear house. You have five times more in taxes to pay, and that's usually quite a chunk at the end of the year, or even whenever you do it. So the money goes whoop, right out. So if you have a money consciousness, the money is there. If you have a pauper consciousness, even though you get the money, it doesn't stay with you. Okay, a person has an illness, and you say, "You're home perfect." "Well, the doctor said it's so. I got the illness. That's true, it's true, it's true." Pregnancy, you know. "It's true, it's true, it's true. My period stopped, you know. Then what am I going to do?" So, do you want a baby? "No, Mom, I don't." No other question. "Why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that?" Not that sort of stuff. The mother just says, "Do you want a baby?" "No, I don't right now." "All right. I see that it's a false pregnancy." The false pregnancy. That happens all the time. And so now we have a false pregnancy. And no baby, no problem. So what goes on? What happened? Did we change the truth or did we change the illusion? Illusion. And we changed the illusion. And when we start thinking that the truth is the illusion, then we have a problem. And we have to be very careful that we don't confuse the two. So, have the courage to face the truth. And the truth is what you believe in you. Now, what do you believe in yourself about the pregnancy? Do you believe it is so or it's not? What do you believe about your money that you have? Are you always poor, always poor, always in debt, always, always, always? Then sure enough, you're going to be always, because your illusion is your truth. Now you say, well, if a car hits a pole, the truth is the car hit the pole. Well, that's very true. We're not really concerned about the damage to the car, although we could place that in our consciousness too properly. But we just say, everybody's whole and perfect. Nobody's injured. And we could also say, the car is in perfect shape. Lots of cars have bumped into poles and bumped into things, and there's nothing wrong with them. They bounce away like a rubber ball. And you wonder, how can that be? Because someone placed the consciousness of truth in motion about it. And so now, what are you going to do? Are you going to place the consciousness of truth about any circumstance in your life? Or are you going to take the illusion and say, delusion, delusion, delusion? And sure enough, the illusion is there. You go to Mardi Gras. Have you ever been to New Orleans and Mardi Gras? Lovely experience. You go down the street there and everybody is crazy. Everybody. Bankers, lawyers, merchants, and thieves. They're all crazy. They're wearing strange costumes. They're dressed up like transvestites. They're dressed up like polar bears. They're dressed up like Mardi Gras people in all the craziest forms, totally contrary to their personality. Or is it? No. But the thing is, they dress up like this because they want to just be Mardi Gras. And they're merely showing forth who they really are. So Ingeborg chooses a costume of a bear. And you say, Ingeborg, I would have never thought you would be a bear. She says, think about it. What does a bear mean to you? And what does a bear mean to me? A bear means to me a cuddly guy. A bear means to me a big hugger and a big lover. A bear means to me something that's strong and powerful and that can command its own activities. And that's what a bear means to me. Now, what does a bear mean to you? You know, well, a bear means to me ferocious. A bear means to me a killer. A bear means to me rawr, rawr. Okay, whatever it means to you. Can you see? That's your truth. That's your truth. And as you say, the costumes people wear are an indication of where their consciousness is. Now, where is your truth? Now, you've heard the statement, which is not a pleasant statement to make, I wouldn't be caught dead wearing that dress. I wouldn't be caught dead wearing that suit with that color. You know, when I was a kid, to wear pastels or lavenders and stuff, oh my God, you were really over the hill. And it's not just homosexual and that sort of stuff, you know, but you're just over the hill. You have no taste at all. People don't say, oh, you're effeminate. That's not the point. You're nuts. Men don't wear that. And when you had a bright tie, sometimes the tie was too bright. Mm-hmm. And you had to be very strong to wear it, because otherwise the guys pick on you, you know. And shoes, my goodness sakes, if you didn't have the style of shoes that everybody else had, and they were really pointed toes and little holes all over the you know, the leather in the front. And then when the suede shoes came out with the blue suede, that was another part too, but when they had there were two colors, they were white and brown, and you wore those to school. But everybody's wearing it, so that was natural. But you would never wear your tennis shoes to school. That was gauche. That was way out. Now, you see, all you have to do is just pop off a couple of millennia or decades or so forth, and the style is different. The style is different. Now, you look back in the 20s in magazines or in the 1900s, and you see men wearing mustaches. And most of the time, they're longer ones. Very few short mustaches. Who were the ones who wore the short mustaches?
The leaders.
Huh?
The leaders. I don't know.
In a way, the Don Juans, the ones who wanted to kiss people, the ones who wanted to be the great lovers. They were the ones who were with the short beards. And also another class, the financiers, the financial people, who were very sharp. See, it's the sharp lovers of the sharp financial people. And they wore these very short mustaches, you know, and maybe goatee, but very trim and very perfectly set, you know. Whereas the general person, if they wore a beard, they wore it a little mangy and scraggly. But it was indicating a time. Now today, we cycle through these things too. I've had my beard and mustache now for a long, long time, many, many, many years. And I had it off once or twice. And when I had it off, I didn't recognize me. Because I was a totally different person. And when I have it on, I guess I'm a totally different person then too. But what's the truth about me? Am I always the same?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you always the same?
Yes.
Regardless of the outer picturing? Now, if you allow yourself to have some illness, and the outer picture is that you have the illness, who is the inner person in you? The whole and perfect person. Do you want that whole and perfect person to manifest itself? Are you? Do you have the courage to face the truth? Now, we talked about our friend who wrote the book on laughter cures cancer. And as he did this, he had to have the courage to do that. Can you imagine going to your medical doctor, who is very competent, very highly paid, and saying, I don't want a room in the hospital, I want a room in a hotel across the street, I'll have nurses on call, I want to place in my consciousness the idea that laughter heals, because I read a book somewhere. You read a book somewhere. Could you see the doctor laughing? But look, you can afford it. You can afford it. Go do as you wish. And so he did. And the laughter worked for him. And the cancer went away. But the thing is, he went back to his original purity and integrity. He went back to his original harmony within himself. And that was his reality. That was his truth. And so, can you imagine nurses coming into his office? How are you? Yeah. Norman, what is his full name?
Cousins.
Norman Cousins, right. Yeah, the nurse would come into his room and, you know, and hear this sick man dying of cancer, and the nurses are laughing their heads off. And you think, boy, oh boy, there's something wrong here. But it was exactly right. It was exactly right. And see, that's what we do in hospitals. We go in there and look at the appearances, and then we act according to the appearances, instead of acting according to the truth. Mm-hmm. I always say to people, if I go in the hospital, if they're serious, I say, do you want to live or you want to die? It's your choice. I said, I don't really care. I love you, and the more you're around, the more I love you. But if you want to go, hey, that's your freedom. The day I choose to take off, I'll be my freedom too, you know. Whatever we choose to do. But what do you want to do? How dare you talk to me so openly like that, you know? You're supposed to be subtle about it, you know? I haven't time to be subtle. I don't want to sit here in the presence of a sick person for half an hour, an hour. I want to sit here in the presence of a person who's whole and perfect. And I want to sit here in the presence of a person who's whole and perfect and loves to talk. Talk about whole and perfect things. But if you're going to talk about your sickness, hey, I'm on my way. I'm out the door. So please, get with it. Have the courage to face the truth. And when you have the courage to face the truth, what happens to you? Depending upon how much courage you have and how true you are to the truth, whether it's the illusion or whether it's the other illusion, they're all illusions. Do you have the courage to face it? If you do, wonderful things happen. So, my friends, I love you, and have a wonderful day, and enjoy this thought for today.